Welcome back to Science Weekly, the segment where I break down the coolest science stories from right here at UC Santa Cruz and beyond. I'm your host, Maya, and today we're going to go to the top of a mountain, all the way up to Lick Observatory. Stay tuned to learn more. Nestled high up on Mount Hamilton in California's Diablo Range is a place where science and history collide in the best way possible, Lick Observatory. And this year, it's turning 150 years old. That's a century and a half of stargazing, discovery, and straight-up cosmic innovation. So how did this all begin? Well, picture this. It's the late 1800s. James Lick, a real estate tycoon and reportedly the richest man in California at the time, is looking to leave behind a lasting legacy. Instead of a fancy mansion or a golden statue, he takes a bold suggestion from an astronomer: build the world's largest telescope. And he does. Lick bequeaths what could be over $1 billion today, and by 1874, plans for the observatory are underway. Just 2 years later, the land officially becomes a part of the University of California system. But this wasn't just any observatory. Lick Observatory became the first permanently staffed mountaintop observatory in the world, and home to the 36-inch Great Refractor, the largest refracting telescope of its time. This giant lens was a scientific game changer for over 50 years. Fast forward to the 1960s, discussions began about relocating the observatory staff. The final decision? UC Santa Cruz, a perfect fit for a growing astronomy program. Since then, UCSC has been a leader in astronomy research and education, combining theory, observation, and innovation. Bruce McIntosh, the director of UC Observatory, said it best. Quote, as long as there has been a UC Santa Cruz, astronomy has been one of the areas in which it's a world leader. End quote. And the discoveries made at Lick? We'll buckle up. In the 1890s, Albert Michelson used a technique called interferometry at Lick to measure the size of Jupiter's moons, and later snagged a Nobel Prize for it. In 1892, Edward Emerson Barnard discovered Amalthea, Jupiter's fifth moon, the first one spotted since Galileo's day. Lick astronomers were some of the first to study the spectra of stars, the light fingerprints that tell us what stars are made of. They also played a key role in showing that the Milky Way isn't alone. It's just one of millions of galaxies. Yep, Lick scientists helped prove the universe is way bigger than we thought. There was even a trip to remote Australia in the early 1900s for a solar eclipse expedition. That mission, it helped confirm Einstein's theory of general relativity. Later on, in 1959, Lick debuted the Shane telescope, a 120-inch beast that's still in use almost every night. Fun fact, its massive mirror was made of the same material we now call Pyrex, like the stuff in your kitchen. Then came the tech boom. In the 80s and 90s, Lick helped develop the first great digital cameras for astronomy. Even more mind-blowing, the development of adaptive optics led by UCSC's Claire Max. This tech helped telescopes on Earth snap ultra-sharp images, basically HD vision for the stars. UCSC astronomer Stephen Vogt was part of the team that discovered some of the first exoplanets. Before that, we only knew about the 8 planets in our own solar system. And let's not forget Jerry Nelson, who helped design the massive Keck telescopes in Hawaii using a revolutionary segmented mirror design, a total game changer for modern astronomy. But Lick Observatory isn't just about big telescopes and even bigger discoveries. It's also about education, access, and community. It supports all 9 UC's campuses, both national labs, and tons of students from undergrads to grad researchers. Thanks to donor support, Lick runs public programs, summer concerts, and outreach initiatives like STARS, connecting students with real research K-12 schools and even libraries and museums. As Lick celebrates its 150th year, there's a big push to modernize the facilities and expand access for the next generation of stargazers. One goal? Innovating the old dorms so more students can stay on the mountain and get hands-on experience. Another is restoring the iconic wooden floor in the original telescope dome and putting the original eyepiece back within reach for visitors. Because really, what better way to inspire the public than letting them stand where astronomers stood over a century ago? So whether it's discovering new planets, confirming Einstein's theories, or helping a kid see Saturn's rings for the first time, Lick Observatory continues to be a beacon of curiosity, discovery, and wonder. Here's to the next 150 years. Alright, that's all I have for this week of Science Weekly. I hope you like this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast and maybe do some stargazing. It's good for your soul. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to take it easy on yourself, and I'll catch you next time. Bye!